It is a welcome gesture, and we only pray that the army walks the talk as far as compensations are concerned, but also making sure that these things do not happen. It's different the way our journalists are in a very organized environment. It's not chaotic. They are doing lawful duty. Even when they are covering the opposition, the army should realize that under our setting of a multi-party political dispensation, it is extremely lawful to cover the opposition just as well as we cover the ruling party, the NRM.
The attacks were condemned by all civil society groups, even some government officials, I understand, are displeased with it. The army said they will inform the public about the actions it will take against these officers. But what possible actions can be taken against them?
One of the stern actions that can be taken for us would be, if found guilty, they would be suspended from the force. Just like the Police Act would say, if one of the officers is tried through a competent court with all the jurisdiction and are convicted, certainly they would be expelled from the force. I think the army needs to take these drastic actions of singling out those direct officers and dismissing them from the force. That would serve a good deterrent purpose on the ones that are still in the force, too, to make the officers implicated meet the costs, not using the taxpayers' money because of the recklessness or abuse of power or failure to adhere to the rules of engagement.
So where does violence against journalists in Uganda stand from here? Because some people are saying that if care is not taken, this will continue, because this is not the first time security officers have attacked journalists for doing their jobs. So what happens next?
What happens next now is for us to have a very systematic and clearly organized stakeholders engagement. In here, we need to have the leadership of the security forces, to have some community journalists that have gone through thin and thick to cover stories at in the hands of all this brutality. Then we need the editors, who are the gatekeepers, who deploy the journalists, who oversee the day-to-day running of the newsrooms. At some point, bring in the UN and EU missions in here to come and make sure that whatever we're doing is overseen by a neutral arbiter. And that would serve for me a good purpose to, you know, try to scale down on this, the occurrence of attacks on journalists in the line of duty. But also to have something called national security, domesticated, demystified, because there's always that argument of this is national security, and it is an excuse to abuse and violate some of these rights that are supposed to be enjoyed by journalists, even when we're not under tense political time or under a tense political season. We need to have standard beliefs and guidelines on how we can proceed. And these have to be fairly agreed upon. They shouldn't be dictated on to us by the army. And certainly we would not have also the right to dictate to the army. But we need to sit in a more organized setting and agree on the do's and the don'ts. I think that we will scale down on the occurrence of these attacks.